This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's school board voted last night to close all 7 schools that were identified by the superintendent last month. Another 3 schools will lose some of their grade levels. The closures will force 1,100 families in the state's largest school district to seek out new schools. Officials said the closures are necessary to account for shrinking enrollment. The district says it will save $30 million from the closures. School officials in Grand Junction will vote tonight on whether to close 2 schools in their district. Colorado Springs city leaders are looking to build on programs they say have reduced the local homeless population. This as other Front Range cities are seeing numbers of the unhoused increase. The Springs' new 5-year homelessness response plan looks at initiatives ranging from increased encampment cleanup to expansion of shelter options. In Boulder, someone put up 14 unauthorized and explicit traffic signs encouraging drivers to stop speeding. Neither police nor the city know who's behind them. CPR's Molly Cruz reports.
The signs were professionally made to look like city traffic signs and placed mainly along Route 36 earlier this week. That road is one of the most dangerous in the city. Some of the signs included profane warnings to slow down. Others read things like, "Don't kill any kids today." Barista Brockton Kick, who works close to where one of the signs appeared, thinks the signs were a distraction, not a solution.
I mean, I agree with the statement, but no, don't touch the signs, period.
The signs were taken down on Tuesday. Boulder police are still investigating the signs as criminal tampering. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation has released 5 potential options for how to manage the Colorado River when current rules expire in 2026. Some would require major water cuts from states, including Colorado, when water levels are low. 3 of the options account for unused water allocated to tribal nations. The proposals will need a long environmental review. Final guidelines must be in place by August of 2026. Colorado water officials have declined to comment on the proposals. This is CPR News.